Yam Daf, Tzadik Dalet, Amad Beis, the Mishnah. Hanaitel Tziponov Zu Bazu, if a person takes off his nails, but he takes it off with another nail, that's how he's peeling off his nails, Oy Bishinov, or he's biting his nails, Vechein Saroi, he's tearing out his hair, Rashi says, Vechein Saroi, Toilish Seor Roishoi Biyodo, he tears out hair from his head. V'chein svamoi, or he bites off hair, he tears off hair from his mustache. V'chein zakonim, from his beard. V'chein agoideles, Sarashi says, v'chein agoideles, saro poshet isha braids her hair. V'chein akoicheles, Rashi says, ein neho. She puts a certain type of a eyeshadow around her eyes. V'chein ha-paikeses. What is paikeses? So Rashi brings a machloikes. Yesh me raboisai oimrim misakenes saro b'masreik oi b'yodeho. She is misaken her hair with a comb or with her hands. So the Rivosh in Simen Shin Tzadik Dalet explains Rashi. Hu hatikon sha'oisin hanarois. This tikon misakenes saro. She's misaken her hair with a comb or with her hands. Sha'acher sha'roishon sorok yofe. After the hair is completely combed out already. Ve'ein boich shash hashoras nimin. And there's no shash after it's combed. So then, the Shitas HaRivosh is that if a person combs his hair on Shabbos, it's a psik reisha, he'll zichet tear out two hairs. But after the hair was completely combed, so then one is permitted to comb it. Ein bech shash hashoras nimin. Then, roichetzin hamasreik b'shemen toruv b'mayim. Then, they wet the comb with oil mixed up with water. Umavirin hamasreik al roishon. And now they comb over the hair with a purpose, lahadvik hasare zubazu, that now they want to attach the saris one to the other. It shouldn't be thin, langy hairs. It should be attached one to the other. Should have a body. Ulahashkivan al harish, and it should lay flat on the head. Shouldn't be going in all directions. And we will see later in the Gemara that Paikeses is Chayiv al Zboine. So for Kelp, putting together the hair, putting it in its place, so that's Daima Labinyan. So that is the first Pshat in Rashi. Yesh me Rabbi say, Oimrin misakene saro b'masreik. She's misaken the saro, she's mashkiv the sayo, she's madvik the saro, either with a comb, oi biyodeo. V'yeshem mefoshin tocho kemin botzek al poneho. She takes a type of a dough and she puts it on her face. Ulchenoit loy madim haboso. And when she takes it off, so a redness comes in the face and we'll see what malachi you are over. Now, on all these malachis, we had Tziponov, Osaroi, Biyodoi, Bishinov, Gedeles, Kecheles, Pekeses, Rabbi Lezer Mechayev. Rabbi Lezer is Mechayev, so Rashi says, Bekulom Chatos. Rabbi Lezer holds, this is all an Isser Diereise. V'chachomim Oisrin Mishum Shvus. V'chachomim say, it is all these Pa'ulas are only also Midarabonu. So Rashi says, V'chachomim Oisrin Mishum Shvus. V'taymed Rabbi Lezer Meforish Begmore Mishum Mai Mechayev. Why are you chayiv by all these inyonim? Omar Rabbalozo, machloikis biyat. The whole machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim, hanoitel tzipono, is davki biyat. Avol bekli, but if one will take off the tziponayim with a keli, so then kulal machayiv, divrakol chayiv. So everyone holds your chayiv. That what the Chachamim hold. That what the Chachamim hold, that Hanoitel Tziponov is only also mishum shvus is dafke because it's beyadav or beshinav. So therefore, it's only also midarabon. But if one will take it off with a keli, that's meyuchid lekach. So then you chay. I feel according to the chachamim. Frag the Gemara and Rabbi Lozor pshite zu bazustnan. In the Mishnah it says hanoytol tzipon of zu bazu. And that it says, v'chachamim oisrim mishum shvus. So it's clear in the Mishnah that the Rabbanon only said it's a Rabbanon without a keili. With a keili, yechai. So the Gemara says, no. Mahu detayme Rabbanon bekli nami potri. I could make a mistake. I could think that the Rabbanon pater afilu bekli also. Why? We'll see in a minute. I v'ho diktoni zu bezu. So why did the Mishnah say zu bezu? Like the yacha koichi de Rabbi Lezer. To tell me koichi de Rabbi Lezer. That what? That even though it is biyodov, he is still chayiv chatos. Kamash melon. That no, that this would have been a bigger chiddush. If the Rabbanon would hold afilu bekeli yepoter, it should have said a koyach the chachomim that they make afilu bekeli. Let us see Rashi. Machloikis biyat boho shenoitlon biyodoi veloi bekeli u de potre Rabbanon. The Rabbanon only patel gzizas tzipono v'saroisov if he took it off biyat. She'ein derech gzize bikach b'chel. That is not the derech of gzize. One does not cut hair that way. One does not cut nails that way. But if it's b'keli yechai, so the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, davke b'yad. So ma'od the time of b'chli nami potre rabon. The ein kan mishum goizes. I would think not the svar of the chachomim is alt ein derech gzize bikach. Now I would think that ain't can mishum goises. Bechlal is no iser goises. Leishayech ela betzema behemet. The holy sir goises only applies betzema behemet. Skamash malon, that's a pasta nisa goises. And the reason it's at the rabbonim, because ain't derech zize bekach. Now, well, first we'll learn Tosis, then we'll go back to Rashi, what Rashi meant, what the havamina would be. Leishayech ela betzema behemet. But let's first see Tosis. Avol bekli divrei hakol chayiv. Bekli, if a person cuts off saris or tzipona with a keli, I feel according to the chachamim yochai. So Taisus here, amoyre di kikash, how could you be chayiv? Bekeli, according to the chachamim, l'chayre tzamaloche shayne tzricha legufe. He does by goizes, l'chayre, you need the saris. And you need the tziponaim. He doesn't need the tziponaim. He's goizes, and he doesn't need the tziponaim of the sarah. So it's a malocha shein etzricha legufa. So how could you say bekli diver hakol chay? So Taisa says, haino ki Rabbi Yehuda, the mechaye ve malocha shein etzricha legufa. He says, that what Rabbi Losa says, bekli divrei hakol chay, the divrei hakol have to take with a grain of salt. Diver hakol means not only Rabbi Losa holds your chay, even Rabbi Yehuda holds your chay. But only Rabbi Yehuda. Because he holds malachas and tzricha leguf is chayiv. Vim taima afrek taisves. If he can only be chayiv, if you hold malachas and tzricha leguf is chayiv, v'dilma rabbonon ke Rab Shimon Tzvi Relusa. How did Rabbi Loza know that the rabbonon of our Mishnah is Rab Yehuda? Maybe the rabbonon of our Mishnah is Rab Shimon. And therefore, bekli, you'll also be potter because it is a malach, eshein etzricha legufe. V'dilma rabbonen ke Rab Shimon Tzvi Relu, u'menolei de mechayev bekeli. How did Rabbi Lozo know that according to the chachamim of our Mishneh, bekli will be chay? Maybe they hold like Rab Shimon. V'yeshloima, if they would hold that bekli is also potter, dim kein liflik bekli, so it should tell us a gewaldike chiddush. Even though it is a gzize ke'urche, you're also potter. So memele, so that's why, that was the hecher of Rabbi Lozor, that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and the Kli will be chay. Behold the Kama, Mal, the Teime, Rabbonon, Bechli, Nami, Potri, what was the Havamina? Heino Peirushi, the Svira like Rav Shimon, Kedafrishis. Hey, that is the pilpul in the Gemara. Hey, so Rabbi Lozo told us, Rabbi Isai, that the Chachamim of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. So Memeil of the Chachamim of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, so if it would be a Keili, you'd be Chayim, because Machosakan, it's Derech Zize, and Melochesh ain't Tzricha Laguf is Chayim. And the Gemara says, so how did he know this? Because if not, so it should have said, Hanaitel Tziponov Bikli is also Potter. Why does it say Bishinov? So it comes to tell us that Fakir Bikli will be Chayim, and the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yud. Avol Rashi Pirish, Rashi did not say this Pshat. Avol Rashi Pirish, the Potri, I would think, that Bekele Yopata according to the Chachamim, Mishum Rashi Masach Nishvissen Dikut Malacha Shene Tzricha Lagufa. I would think Yopata Mishum Dulei Shaykh Gziza Ella Betzema. Gziza is passed only by Tzema. So I would think Yopata Fila Bekele according to the Chachamim, since it's not Tzema. Bein Nira Lari, the Behol Ekalamiti. What? Why would I make such a mistake? The Behol Bali Chayim Shaykh Gziza. Kedom alel hatoylish konav chayiv mishum goizes. A person takes off a feather from a oif, he's chayiv mishum goizes. So what kind of havamina would I have that you're not chayiv, you're only chayiv on tzema? What kind of havamina is that? So Tosfos is choylik on Rashi. The Megin Shloime and the Rivosh say pshat on Rashi. That what Rashi says, Rashi learned a meiridik pshat in our Gemara, and it comes out a meiridik nafke min al halacha. That what Rashi says, I would think the chi of goizes is only by tzema. Rashi doesn't mean tzema. Rashi means I would think that the chi of goizes is when your goizes something letzayrech. That means you're cutting off something because you want to use the dover hagozus. So that is called Meleches Goizes. Masha ain't kein Tziponayim. You don't need the Tziponayim. So that Bechlau doesn't fall into the category of Meleches Goizes. Let's give a shtickle dugme. The Bir Aloch in Saif Simen Shin Chof brings down the Shittas of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, if you have, let's say, a shmata that is sopped up with wine, and you squeeze out the wine. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, the shayl is alts mefarik, that you're taking out wine from the shmata. By squeezing out, you're taking out wine from the shmata. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, if you want the wine, it's an isa d'araisa. If the wine is heilach le'ibud, so he says it's muta legamri. That means the whole melacha of disha is, if you're taking one thing out of another, because you want to use it. If you don't want to use it, that's not Meleches Disha. Even though you're doing the same truk in a pulim, that is not Meleches Disha. Meleches Disha is, if you want to extract a mashke from an oichel to use the mashke, that is Meleches Disha. If it's heilich libo, there's no Meleches Disha, and Rabbi Netam holds it's muta pulim idarabona. This was the Havamina of the Gemara. The Havamina of the Gemara was that Meleches Goizes applies only when you want the thing you are cutting off. That is Meleches Goizes. You have something that's growing on something, and you want to cut it off, you want to use it, to, just like Temel, or who adin knaf shel oif, it's the same thing. But there you want the thing you are sharing off. So there, that's Meleches Goizes. But when a person goes and cuts his nails, or a person trims his mustache, here he doesn't want the hair that he's cutting off. He wants that his mustache should be trimmed, his nails should be trimmed. So Mamela, I would think that does not fall Bechlal into the category of Geizes. So Mamela, vos gate mir on that there's a Keli over here, but this is not Meleches Geizes. That was the Havamina. So I could think that with Lulei Dimrei Rabbeloza, I could think that a Philip Bekele, you'd also be Potter, because there's no Geizes D'Iraise, since you do not want to use the double Hagosus. What is the Kamash Malon? The Kamash Malon, the Rivosh says, and I say this to Kerivosh, gzize hoysa be mishkin shloi letzayre chatzemer vaseir. They were geizes in the Mishkan, even though they did not need the dover hagozes. That is true. When they needed wool, they needed treiles, then they were geizes tzemer, they needed the tzemer. But also, they were geizes letzayre ha'oyer. That means if you had a skin, and there was hair growing on the skin, and they did not want the hair on the skin, they just wanted the skin to be used. So they went and took off the hair. So Memele, that's also geizes in the Mishkan. So Memele, the Melech's geizes is, if I'm geizes litzoyrech, bein litzoyrech ha'oyr, bein litzoyrech the dover that remains gozus, bein litzoyrech the dover that I am geizes. Both fall into the category of geizes. Weil kein Chayev afal pishen tzorich leseyo und melocha atzricha legufi. So this is a melocha atzricha legufi. This melocha was in the Mishkan. Melachas gziza was in the Mishkan. They were goizes other letzorich the dover hanigzaz or the tzorich the dover they were goizes. So therefore, so that is what the Gemara is telling us. So afilu nit according to Rab Yehuda. I feel that we paskin like Rab Shimon. This is the Chmoyre de Knegeya. It is brought down in the Paiskim Mashaila. If an Isha forgot to cut her nails, and there's a Tvila Erev Shabbos, what do you do? So there were Paiskim that were matter. No, it's the whole thing. Taisu says it's Amalach HaShem Tzricha Legufa. Some Amele, Amalach HaShem Tzricha Legufa. So we paskin is Mutamitah. It's only Adarabon. No, Adarabon was Amir Alakum. Some Amele came with Shemach and Breidlach. That is very good. Lulei Divrei HaRivosh. But the Rivosh, and he says this in Rashi, and the Chiddush Eran also says this, and the Bir Alacha wants to say this is the Shita Samachaber also. So Memela, so then it's a different shail already. Gzizis Tziponayim, Gzizis Saris is also in a Torah. So Memela, so we don't have these kules of Treider Rabbonon, Shvus to Shvus. That is on Kaponim, and that is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But Omar Rabbi Elazar, Machlokes La'atzmoy. When did Rabbi Lozel say that if a person takes off his nails, Hanoitit Siponov Zuba Zuay Vishinov, he bites his nails, he's chayev, that is Davke, his own nails. Avol Chaveiroi, but what if he takes off his chavez nails with his nails, or he bites off his chavez nails? Divrei Hakel Potter, so Afilu, according to Rabbi Elazar, you're also potter. What is the chilek, his nails or his chavez nails? So Rashi explains as follows. Machloikis la'atzmai behodu machayv Rabbi Elazar. Sheyoche la'amein yodoi la'atzmai l'saknoi beloi kli. A person can do a good job on his own nails by biting them off. He doesn't need a keli to a nail clipper. He can do a good job with his teeth. But when it comes to Yenim's nails, ain't yoche la amenes yode little yofa belikli. So mamela, so there it's chosar in meleches geizes. He's doing a batlonish job. So mamela, so there Rabbi Lezer will also be made that you are potter. So the Gemara asks, why need Rabbi Lezer to tell us this? The Mishnah says that. Tzipon noftnan. Moses Mao, the time of Rabbi Elazar, Lachaveri Nami Mechai. Podiktoni Tzipol Nov, Lediacha Koichon, the Rabbonon. To tell us that the Rabbonon hold Afilu Tzipol Nov is Potter. Kamash Melon. That no. That here, that this din was said to tell us that Afilu Rabbi Elazar was only Mechai if not Tzipol Nov, but not Tzipol Nechaveri. Zog de Gemara weiter. Vechein saroi. If a person is neutel saroi, viyodov, he's also chayiv, according to Rabbi Lezer. How much seyer should one take off? Tone ha neutel meloi pi hazug. how much fits into the opening of a scissors, that is the amount that one is chayev. That is the shir the araisa. A neitel maloi piyazuk chayev. Vekama maloi piyazuk. How much is this? Omar Rav Yehuda shtayim. Two hairs. If you take off two hairs, you're chayev already. Frekte gemara vasanya, we learned in a baraisa, ula kolcha, there's an isa le sikichu kolcha beinei necham. There's an isa to tear out hairs on a velus. So the baraisa says, it says like this, anoito maloi piyazug, chayev, ula kolcha, what is the shir by kolcha shtayim? So you see that maloi piyazug and kolcha are two different shiurim. Here it says anoito maloi piyazug, and it says that by sar is anoito maloi piyazug, and here it's shtayim. Eima v'chein l'kol chashtayim. We add a word. V'chein l'kol chashtayim. Tanya nami hochi. We learned a beraise that says this halacha. Meloi piyazug b'shabes chayim. V'kama meloi piyazug shtayim. Abelezer oima achas. Abelezer holds that one hair. So that Rabbi Lezer is choylik how much meloi piyazug is. Rabbi Lezer holds the shir is not piyazug. Rabbi Lezer holds that taking out one hair is also a shir chiyuv. Umoidim chachomim Rabbi Lezer. The chachomim are moided to Rabbi Lezer. B'melakeit levonois mitoich shchoyreis. If a person will take out white hairs from black hairs, shafilu achas chayiv. So here, even one hair is chayiv. Because there, it's called a malacha chashuve. Taking out a white hair is a davar chashuv. A person is makpid to have white hairs in his beard, in his hair, because that is a simon of aging. Someone once told me, he saw someone had white hairs, he says, "Das is beis hakvaras bli malach." So al kaponim, so a person doesn't like to have white hairs. So if a person goes and takes it, if a person goes and takes out even one hair, so that is a shir choshuv legabi. This that is a shir choshuv legabi goises. Shvilo achas chayev. The davar zeh af b'chayil also. This is also b'chayil also. Mishum shenemar yilbash gever simlas ishe. This is a iser of la yilbash because this is a that when a person beautifies himself, a zocha beautifies himself, this is mais and noshim, and therefore, so b'chol, it's also of la yulbash geva. Let us see Rashi. Hanoitel meloi piyazug, meloi roish hamisparayim. That what fits into the roish of a scissors. Chayiv b'shabes l'rabonam b'keili. Rabelezer, Avbiya, Vizehu Shiyuri. This is the Shir Maloi Piyazuk. Vosanya Behi Bereise Beseifer Le Kolcha, Shizira Teure Le Sesimu Kolcha Shtayim. Havi Kolcha. Michlal de Piyazuk, Lav Beisaras Nino. It says, this is Piyazuk and this is Shtayim. Someone says, no, Vachain. Vachain, the same, Vachain Le Kolcha Shtayim. Tanya Nami Hochi, Krab Yudadama Shtayim. Rashi wants to tell you shouldn't think that the machlekes Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim is what the shir piyazug is. No, Rabbi Lezer holds you don't need piyazug. Achas chayiv sheba achas hu makpid shleyei nirek yizoke. Simlas ishe v'derech hanoshim lahakpid al kach ulehisnois. The Bir Aloch declares a shayla. If what will be if a person has many white hairs and he takes out one white hair, will he be chayiv al tzgoizes or no? That he tells it to a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if a person had an oitzer full of tvuah and there were many, it was mixed up with tzchoiris there, it was mixed up with psoilis, and he was taking out tzchoiris kol hayoyim, he's not chayiv if it's still mixed up with tzchoiris. So from the Yerushalmi it would seem that meleches boirer is tikkun oichel, and that what I minimized the psoilis before there was 1,000 tzchoiris, and now there's only 500 tzchoiris, but since it's not roi lachila, you're not chayiv al tzboirer. So he clears, if you're medame this halacha to the Yerushalmi, or the Rav Shernit, each hair that is taken out, so you look a year younger. So when the Chav Kiton is though, so Memela could be you are chai. So he's mesupik in this shaila. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elozer Oimer. Tzipoirin shepirish ruba. A tzipoirin, a fingernail, shepirish ruba. Roiv of the nail was pirish from the etzba. V'tzitzin shepirish ruba. Tzitzin, Rashi says, tzitzin kimin ritzuois dakois apirshois me'er ha'etzba soviv atzipoirin. Small strips of skin that separate from the oire etzba around the tzipoyim. V'tzitzin sapir shu rubon biyad muter. So one is permitted since roiv of the roiv is polish, so biyad is muter. V'kli chayev chatos, with a kli chayev chatos. And biyad is mutter. Shapir shurubon, Rashi says, kroivin linotek. It's korev linotek. It's hanging on a hair already. So memele, biyad is mutter, bekli chayiv chatas. So the Gemara says, mi yikim midi, how could it be like that? The bekli chayiv chatas, even though it's kroivin linotek, it's oimet, but lemais, if you tell me bekli chayiv chatas, so al kochach, you hold that Kozman it is mechuber, it's shaykh meleches geizis. So memele frek the Gemara, mi ike midi the bekli chayev chatos u biyad muta lechatchila. How could it be such a thing? That pirshu ruban lemais is still called mechuber, even though it's attached by a hair. And the kli is chayev chatos. How could it be that biyad should be muta? So Rashi says, "Mi kemidi, kiven the bekli chayev chatos, biyad ikeshvus gzeira oto keli." So memela yad is also gzeira oto keli. There's a very interesting kasha that the Sfas Emes asks. The Sfas Emes asks. The Gemara says, "Mi ikamidi, how could it be with a keli yachayev chatos, and biyad yapota? It can't be such a thing." So he says, I'll prove it to you. By boira, you'll be boira oichel mitoich psoilis. So you boira biyad, it's muta lechatchila. You boira bekeili oichel mitoich psoilis, you chayiv chatos. So you see that there's such a thing. What's the Gemara's kasha? Mi ikemidi, that biyad muta o bekli chayiv chatos. That kasha the Sfas Emes asks. Tachsich mir, there's a meiridike chilek between boirer biyad and geizes biyad. The lomdes that boirer biyad lecher la'alter is mutter, and boirer bekeili la'alter is chayev chatos. Because be'emesin, the gather of meleches boirer is tikin ha'oichel. I want to be misakin the oichel. That was meleches boirer, at least to put it to an oitzer. They used to fix up the oichel, they used to purify the oichel from all psoilus. So that is meleches boirer. Meleches boirer is tikkun ha'oichel. So if I'm going and using a keli to purify the oichel, even though I'm holding by eating, but I'm first being misaken the oichel, so that's meleches boirer, that yechai b'chatos. If I go and take out an oichel that's ma'urev in psoilus, that is not called I was misakin the oichel. It is, b'shas achila, it's called this is derech achila. That means this is not called, the gather of tikkun ha'oichel is that this is a process that is done before you eat. So if you go and put it into a keli, so even though you're going to eat in 5 minutes, but you're doing the process of purifying the food, and then you're going to eat the food. You're not eating now. This is not a process of eating. This is a process of tikkun ha'oichel. Tikkun ha'oichel is awesome. If I go and take out a piece, there's a taruvis of bones and dust, and I take the fish from the bones, I'm not purifying anything. I'm taking a piece of fish to eat. This is derech achila. There are poiskim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, there are poiskim that hold b'shas achila, you can even take the psalas from the yoichel also. This is eating, this is not called purifying. Purifying is a step before eating. B'shas achila, so memele, biyad, I'm doing one thing, and bekeli, I'm doing another thing. So memele, there's no kasha, mi ikamidi, bekeli, chayef, u biyad muta. It's, I'm doing two different things. Here I'm being boire, and here I'm eating. But over here, I'm being goizes. What's the chilik? Here I'm being goizes biyad. Here I'm being goizes bekeli. In both cases I'm being goizes, and not I'm doing a different thing. Now the heter is, no, but listen, the derech of gzize to be goizes biyad. So the Gemara says, fine, good, but you're goizes. So me ikamidi. That if a keli yechayim achatos, so biyad al kaponim chazal should ask, they should be goizel biyad or todos. If I'm doing a pool of goizes, so even though min hater I'm not chayim, but the rabbanon shouldn't be matter, they should be goizel biyad or to be keli. Yeah. So the Gemara says, so this member of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is not oiskal. So the Gemara says, "Hachikama." No, he said something else. Pirshu ruban biyad muter bekli potter avolosa. That's what he said. If roiv of the tzitzin, of roiv of the tzipoyrin, is pirish, is separated from the skin, so memele, so bekeli is also potter. Since it's kroivim li notek. So min ha-teire, there's a din like it's minutik already. So min ha-teire, there's no issa whatsoever. Bekeili the rabbona nasel, then beyad is muta. Bekli pota avolosa. And beyad is muta. Loi pirshu rubon, then beyad pota, because then there is avolosa, bekli chayiv chatas. So that was the memory of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Loi pirshu ruban, so there's a nisa deraisa bekeilim, there's nisa derabona beyad. Pirshu ruban, there's nisa derabona bekeilim, yad is muta. Oma Rav Yehuda halochi ke Rav Shimon ben Elazar. That what? That pirshu ruban beyad is muta. Oma Rabbe Babachona, Oma Rav Yoichinen, vuhu she pirshu klapei mailo umetzareis oisoi. That what Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, that pirshu ruban, it is mutar biyad, there are two more tnoim, two more conditions. Number one, it's pirshu klape mailo, and number two, it's mitzari soysa. Let us see Rashi in Tosfos, and then we'll try a little to explain what the Gemara means. Klape mailo, litzada tzipoyren hischilu lifreish. The prisha started mitzad atzipoyren, that's klapei mailo, the komitzari leitvei, there is more tzar when it's pirshu klapei mailo, litzad atzipoyren. Let us see Tosfos, vuhu she pirshu klapei mailo, pirish bekuntris, keneged roshei etzboisov, it was pirish, keneged roshei etzboisov, shehin lemailo, kshemagviya yodam, lift up his hand, so the tziponaim ala mailo. Rabbi Netam meforish klapei guf kori klapei mailo. That the opposite direction. Kedashkin perik beis the needed the kama min atora la mailo v'osam haino letzad aguf. Now let me first tell you a mechudish tikezach that I saw in the Oz Nidberu that he brings from the Meiri, the Chayodom, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that this whole halacha of pirshu klapei mailo, which is mutter, and not klapei mailo is also, was only said by tzitzin. By tziponayim, there's no difference. Amoira di kekula. Even though when one learns the halacha in Shin Chav Ches, and one looks at the Mishnah Berurah, one would not see it. But we have here a Meiri, a Chayodom, a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and a Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Meiri says over here, klar, im Pirshu Hatzitzin, but Pirshu Kapi Mailo, im Pirshu Hatzitzin, Hatzitzin Lezad, Eurech Hatzipoiren. Towards the going with the length of the Tzipoiren, that's called Pirshu Klape Mailo. But by Tziponayim alone, there's no difference. So it comes out of Gevalt, and that's in the Brisele and Paskins Laloche. So by the Tziponayim, if it is Pirish Roiv and it's Mitzayir, he's allowed to take it off. Mashen came by the Tzitzin. We have here Amachloikis Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, what's called Pirshu Klape Mailo. So the Mechaba says in Shulchan Aruch, so you're in hot water. That means that according to the Rabbeinu Tam, you need Pirish Letzad Aguf. According to Rashi, you need Pirish Letzad HaTzipoirin. So Memela, so we don't know what to do, so we're Machma. But Al Koponim, it comes out of Gevaldike Chiddush that the problem arises only by Tzitzin and not by Tziponayim. V'chein HaGoydeles. Goideles, so what did it say in the Mishnah Vaita? That Goideles, Keicheles, and Pekeses is Chayim. Goideles, Keicheles, and Pekeses, Mishamayim, and Chayim. What is the Chiyiv? What is the Meloche? Omer Rabbi Oven, Omer Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Chanine, Goideles, Mishumay Reges. When a woman is braiding her hair, so that's weaving. Keicheles, Mishum Keiseves. Keicheles is writing. Pekeses mishum tove. Pekeses is out spinning. Almost, we'll come back to this exactly what these three things are. Amar Rabbonan kamei de Ravabo. So this is this. So they told Ravabo v'chiderech harige bekach. We're going contra Rabbeleza. According to Rabbeleza, Yechaye. V'chiderech harige bekach. V'chiderech ksive bekach. V'chiderech tviye bekach. So all these three biurim that Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina said in Rabbi Lezer, the Gemara did not like it because it's not derech harige, it's not derech ksive, and it's not derech tviya. Let us see Rashi. Mishum kaiseves shemelicha mikhel saviv ha'ayim. Mikhel, I think that is the instrument that she colors. That's the eyeshadow which is used around her eyes. Ka'odam ha'meilich kulmis saviv ha'ois. I think Rashi means the dimyan tekoisev. I think a person is meilich kulmis saviv ha'ois, around the ois. You take a kulmis and you write the ois. I think Rashi means to say saviv ha'ois, you make an outline of the ois. That's also a type of a kaisev to outline the eyes. So I think here this is the kaisev, you're outlining the eye. That is, you're making an outline of the eye. So that's the dimyan to kaisev. Tove. Now how does spinning come in? Shemisakenes tsairo bein etzbeisel. She's misakin her hair bein etzbeisel. Upeishtoso, and she pulls it out. When it is, I think, bundled up. The loshen hasheni oise me oise botzek kemin chut. Now, Tosfos is going to ask on Rashi, if you're combing your hair, how does toive come in? But by Emerson, it's gewaldig. Because, we had mentioned before, that the Rivosh says Pshat in Rashi. What is the Dimyan? Or what is the case of Pekeses according to Rashi? That she took a comb that first she dipped into Shemen Toruf B'mayim, and she combed her hair now with it after it was completely combed before, and she accomplished that the hair started sticking together, and she was mashkiv the hair. The hair is not, it's a floigen. It's laying down flat on her head. But the pula number one, she's madvik the sarais. So the Chassam Sofer says, so this is meiridik. What is the pula of spinning? You take thin fibers from the wool, and you attach them together, and that's how you spin. So Mamela, that's the Gemara. You have single hairs over here, and single hairs doesn't look too nice. So Fakel, by putting on this tonic on the hair, so Fakel, you're being medabic the sinus, and Fakel, it seems you pulled it, there was koruch, and you pulled it out together, poishtosoi, so that is mamish, a dimyan of tayver. It's ain't derech tviyah bekach, but al koponim, a dimyan to tviyah we have. V'loshin ha-sheini, the second pshat Rashi had said in the Mishnah, that poikeses is they take a type of a dough and put it on the face, k'min botzeik al poneo, u'chshenoit loy madim ha-boso, it's a facelift. And when you take it off, so the face gets red. So me'mele, so what's the dimin of tviyah? V'loshin ha-sheini, oisim oisim botzeik k'min chut. You thin out the botzeik. Seems the matter have certain lines should be red. Salkoponim, so that is similar to toivim. Let us see Taisvis. Poikeses. Ma sheperish bekunteres. Poikeses. Hainu seirekes biyad oi bemasrek enire de vigmora mash medave kein tviye. It's similar to tviye. Usrika eine kein tviye klar. So that's why we hear Baruch Hashem the Rivosh, that Rashi doesn't mean Stam as a combing. It was a combing that was medabik the Sarif together. Dim kvaydim keino yeshoyne soyrekes, kedisna nozer choyfe from a fast face, avoloi soyrek. So Taisvis disagrees with Rashi. And how does Taisvis learn Shat in the Gemara? The Memes and Taisvis in another old, Taisvis says it's a psazah. Taisvis says it's a psazah tikkun azah. Psazah tikkun oshim. Taisvis does not know what it is, but it's a psazah tikkun oshim. V'chiderech arige bekach. Look, Taisvis. So the Gemara says, how could you say, according to Rabbi Lazar, Yechayev alts, Yechayev keileya, braiding, is Chayev alts weaving, chider harige bekar, vektach teisves, va'aval gav de keileya nimin chashive harige, kedamrinen beperik b'me isha, that fakert, he could weave hairs also, lavdavke, wool, nimin is also oirig, hoche b'seya loy chashive harige, but hoche b'seya loy chashive harige, Taisvis is very sosum. Why isn't it Choshev Arige? It's Baruch Hashem, the Mishnah Brure, and Simen Shin Gimel Sivkot and Pei Beis helps us to understand Shat and Taisvis. And he adds one word. Oche b'seya, kiven shehu mechuber l'roishoi l'chshiva Arige. That's what Taisvis is saying. That seya past Arige, you can weave materials through hair. But b'mechuba l'roishay pas nishkain ariga. L'chshiv ariga k'moy bebegin. V'oi, maybe Taisvis, we had the chayich tviyah, even though it's mechuba, so we had by the Mishkan, there was tviyah. The noshim chachmoni is what toiva al ha'izim. So maybe ariga pas toichet. V'oi de'hocha ein soifa l'izkayim, sha'im medes l'stire. You cannot be chayiv al tzariga because it will not last. Now, on this second teretz of Taisvis, there's a big Sharetzion. The Sharetzion brings a machlokes of Rishonim, how long does something have to last in order to be called a Dover HaMiskayim? So he has a diik from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds it has to last Shabbos. It lasts the whole Shabbos, that's called a Dover HaMiskayim. Meitzoi Shabbos, it's a Batla Mavutl, that's called a Dover HaMiskayim. And from Rashi as a deek that has to last a long time. So Bekitzer, he says, whatever Taisvis holds, if Taisvis holds like the Rambam, so it's ain't soifel iskayim, it doesn't last the whole Shabbos. If Taisvis holds like Rashi, so it doesn't last, maybe it does last the whole Shabbos, but that's not enough. It has to last much longer in order to be called a Dover HaMiskayim. Al Kaponim, these are the two stodim that the Sharetzion had. Al-Kaponim, we're back to trying to understand what is the Svar of Rabbi Elazar, what is the Moloch of Gedeles, Kecheles, Pekeses. Elo Amar Avabo, L'didi Mefar Sholiminei Rabbi Yosi B'Rab Chanina. Kecheles Mishum Tzoivas. Kecheles is Chayim Al Tzoiveya. Goideles Upoikeses Mishum Boine. Gedeles Upoikeses Mishum Boine. Der Chayim als Beine. Fragt die Gemorre, wechi derech binyin bekach. Now, Poikeses, let's just start to understand. Poikeses is Mishum Beine. So according to the Ribosh, it's gewaldig. That's verkehrt, that's Beine. The Rambam says, we'll have later the Gemorre on this Omid, Megabein, if a person makes cheese, he's chayv als boine. So the Rambam says, shekol ha-mekabetz, chaylik el chaylik v'dovak ha-keil at she-yiyosu guf echod, ha-reize doyme le-binyin. So bringing, attaching chalokim together to make it one, that's boine. So memele, so according together, so memele, so that's chayv als boine, or her hair is not zafloigen, it's attached to, it's flat on the head. So that's doimet the boin. According to the second shot in Rashi, there was a botzeik, and you put it on her face, and the face gets red. When you take it off, it gets red. So you chayv al. So how do we understand this? How does boin come in over here? So Tosfos Moed Katan says the Rivo Meforesh Chutin Shel Botzik Al Poneo. He learns Pekeses like the second Shatan Rashi. Ubinyan Nami Shayech B'Tikune Ishe. That Gufe, Pekel. Before she looked like she's a ghost, and now all of a sudden she got color in her face. So that's called Boine. You make Mamish Tchias Hameisim. That's called Boine. That's Tikune Ishe. She looks. The Noshim will be mazba this very well, much better than I can understand it. Al Koponim, so that's called Boine. Azayzok the Rivo. Now, I'd like to say one Ha'ore. So, Pekeses is Chayiv als Boine. Either, yeah. Taisvis had said before, that when the Gemara is the Kasha, v'chiderech arigi bekach, so what was the kasha? So Taisi says, because not a davar ha-miskayim. How long is it going to last? So if it doesn't last long, so the Sharatzion says it won't last either the whole Shabbos or it won't last longer. So it's not called derech harige. So why is it called derech binyan? Lasting, it's going to last the same amount. It also won't last. How long is this going to last? So vayis tachoyis. This boina of the Isha, that means the tikkun Isha looks good for 5 hours, is also called a boina. Mistame, when you're making a material, a rige, so there pshat is mistame, there's a longest man. Loire bossi, but al kaponim we see, when it comes to a rige, it's not a davar amiskayim, and when it comes to boina, what happened over there, shen good, shalom al Yisrael. So why is it, so why is the pesois that for boine, that we were building up the isha, so there's no, even as man mu'it, it's not mistaver that it lasts longer than the braids. Or misakenesara lasts longer, but al kaponim, that's called a davar hamiskayim, for some reason or other. Al kaponim abazay vaistachoy. So Bavli says that gaideles upaikeses is chayim al boine. And I mentioned the Riva says that's chutin shel botzi, ubinyanam yishayach b'tikune ish, even that you're giving her color. So that's called boine. But it's very interesting, kaycheles is chayiv alts tzeveya, and paikeses is chayiv alts boine. So why is it that? So it would seem if you shmir another color on her, that's not called, you built her up, that's called matif hashmir. About Koponim, that's called Seiveya. Not called that the thing became Bonoi. If she has her own color, that's called Boine, and it seems it's not called Seiveya. the Yerushalmi in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Gimel, we paskin by kesses this tzir of tocha botzek al pones chayim al tzoveya. So we see we don't paskin like Babli, we paskin like the Yerushalmi. So the paskin speak about is a tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak. A person is allowed to take a sunbath on Shabbos. So kaponim, according to the Yerushalmi, that kecheles, even though it is, perhaps it's a natural color, that falls into the gather of tzeveya, so that's one of the timing he asks us, he wants to ask us out tzeveya. Well, that's like the Yerushalmi. In fact, the Gemara v'chiderech binyan bekach, this is called boine, gaidele, she braids her hair, that's called boine, and kidedorish rabshimim b'menatye, va'yiven Hashem alekim es hatzeilo, the Rabbein Yishlom built up chave, melamed shekilo hakadosh bochu lechave, ve'yviya eitzel odom. Seems the Rabbein Yishlom braided her hair. She came to Kroche Yayom, Kairin Lekaliso Benise, and the Posse called it a Binyan. So Memele, so this falls into the category of Binyan. Tanya, Rab Shimon ben Elozar Oimer, Goideles, Goicheles, Upeikeses, Laatzmo Ptura. Laatzmo, it says a filu according to Rabbi Lezer. If she does it to herself, she braids her own hair, or kecheles, la'atma p'ture, l'chavoto chayeves. What is the difference? Let us see Rashi. La'atma p'ture, she'ni yechayle livnei shiofe, ve'in derech binyin, ele ishe l'chavoto, she'roye v'oise. You see what you're doing, so memele, that is, that, then you could be a boine. But on yourself to braid your own hair, that everything is done only by feeling, not seeing, so Mamela, that's, well, according to Rabalozo, it's not a deraisa de kiboine. He says, by kecheles asayne, it also seems, even though you can look in the mirror, that's also the batlonish job. It is better if someone else is kechel day nine. V'chein hoye Rab Shimon ben Elozar oimer mishum Rabbi Elezer, isher loisavir srak al ponel. That a woman should not put rouge on her face, also alt tzeveya, and according to Rabbi Elazar tzadarais, according to the Chomer tzadarabono. Srak, v'chein lo sachitet, de Shabbos l'isure. Srak, tzeva odem hu, abo bekanem shekerim tifunai. Zok de gemore vaita. Tono rabono, ha-choylev, a person who milks a person who milks a cow, baham mechabet, and a person who is mechabet. What is the taich of mechabet? So let us see Rashi. Rashi brings down two taichin over here. One taich is Rashi says a mechabet hamamid echolov bekeve. A person is mamid cholov bekeve, and then it separates the chalokim. Till it becomes cheese, one chelik becomes cheese. Velinire mechabetz oise kemin keli gemi. It's like a person makes like a sack. The noisin hakofui besoichoi, and you put in already, this is after there is cheese and there's still a liquid mixed up with the cheese. That's the mecholov. The noisin hakofui besoichoi, umei hacholov, shahein nisyuvi, noitvin. It drips out. Lois and oisoi and taich. So there are two pshotim. What is the taich of mechabet? The Egleital wants to say, the Gemara is going to say later, why is mechabet chayiv? Mechabet is chayiv al tzboire. So he says, therefore Rashi did not like the first pshat. Why? He says, the second pshat, you have here a oichel, which is the cheese, and you have here a liquid over here, which is the mecholov, that's the mecholov, and you are separating one mean from the other. How do you do it? You put it in the sack and it drips out. So the mice says, so this dries out the cheese and you have cheese. So there you are separating two meanim. מה שאין כן רשי הלד המאמית החולוב בקייבה, so you start out with a liquid and you put, you have milk and you put imamit acholov bekeve, so the male and the cave is going to separate these two things, but your malacha was with one mean, and then the cholov separates. So Rashi held that does not go into malachas boire. Malachas boire is if you start off with two meanim and you are separating one mean from the other. Let us go further. Acholiv Bamechabeitz, Bamegabein, the person makes cheese, Kegreigres. So the share in all these three is Kegreigres. Hamechabeit, a person sweeps. Bahamarbitz, and a person goes in the, pours water that the dust should settle. He sprinkles the earth with water that the dust should settle. Bahoroide chalais dvash, a person takes out honeycombs. Shogak b'Shabbos, all these three things, chayiv chatos, is it b'yontev, loika arboim, divrei Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar holds, these are all malachas d'yerais. Chachomim ha'imrim, echot zeh v'echot zeh, eine elo mishum shvus. It's only also midarabon. Rav Nachman bar Gurye iklo l'nerdo. Nachman bar Gurye came to Nerdo. Bo mine, they asked him a shayla. Chaylev mishumai mechayev. What? Why is chaylev mechayev? Amalehu mishum chaylev. Sanas amalocha from chaylev. Mechabetz mishumai mechayev. Amalei mishum mechabetz. There's such a malocha of mechabetz. Megabin mishumai mechayev. Amalu mishum megabin. Amrulei. I'm saying, it's like a chmon in the tzlan. Rabach kotel kane ba'agmahad. Your Rebbe, they didn't want to put the blame on Rav Nachman Bar Gurye. He was an innocent Talmud. But Al Kaponim, your Rebbe is Kotel Kani Ba'agme. Your Rebbe used to go and cut down reeds in the Agam. Now what is Pshat in this Pisgam? Kotel Kani Ba'agme. There's a Meridike Goin in Mishlei. The Goin in Mishlei Vov, Posek Ches, says as follows. So Shlomo Melech says in Keheles, Vekeya Eitzim Yisakim Bom. A person who cut down wood or cut down trees, Yisakim Bom. Yisakim Bom means he'll get warm. So he says, what is Shlomo Melech telling us? He's not telling us that the exercise will make him warm. No. Shlomo Melech is telling us, Vekeya Eitz Godel, if you chop down a tree, Achakach Yene Mimenu, you'll have Anor from the tree. You chop down a big tree, so you have a tremendous amount of lumber, you can make furniture. V'yischamem kenegdoi, you could use it for fuel. You have a gaval, you have a big tree. That's if you cut down, you chop down a tree. Avol misha leiboka eitzim toivim. A person who did not cut down a tree, doesn't have koich to cut down a tree. Hu choytech kanim ktanim min ha'agam. He only has strength, so he goes to a swamp and he cuts down small reeds. So Mamela is no Yisakim bomb. He has nothing, he can't have any anorphan. What can he do? He can't make any furniture with it, he can't use it for fuel. If you handle with small reeds, you won't end up with anything. So the goyim, v'cheinu b'toyre. Mi shelomat harbe. A person who is a gevald of yediyas. He knows a lot. Yochel lohoven dover al buryoy. So then, when he has a problem, he doesn't understand something, that mentions, Dachboch Hashem Aboki Bishas, he has so many ideas in his computer, so Mameli can understand it already, so Mameli is a Shverker, so he has another Sugiya, no, Vahanosei Rabbe, that's if it's Eitzim, if he did a lot. Avoim Leilomat Arbe, Ein Leimi Malev Koya Eitzim, he only has two blot in this mesechta, so the slider can shine. So Mamela, when he comes to a problem, so he's stuck. He's stuck is right. Ve'ein lo'i dinim rak miyat. He only has a little dinim. And that's how the Goyin says, Pshat in the Mishnah Novois, Imein kemach ein teire, Imein teire ein kemach. Imein teire ein kemach. Kemach means when you grind. you analyze something. So if main Torah, if there's no Yediyas HaTorah, you can't have Kemach, you can't analyze something, because you don't have Yediyas, you main Torah and Kemach. And also, you main Kemach and Torah. If you don't analyze what you learned, and you just are a bucky, but everything stims, and so you main Kemach and Torah. So one needs the Iyan and one needs the Bekiyas. Agavuchi says in the younger years one should learn Bekiyas, and B'shas Abel felt, and he learned everything, then he should sit down to figure how everything stems. Al Koponim, so that's what they told him. It's your Rebbe was Kotel Kani Ba'agmi, didn't have too many ideas. It's Chaylev, it's Chayv Alts Chaylev, and this is Chayv Alts Megab, and it's Chayv Alts Megab. Also, Shoyl Bei Midroshe. So he asked in the Beis Medrash, Amrulei, Chaylev Chayev Mishum Mefarek. Chaylev is Chayev Alts Mefarek. Mechabetz Chayev Mishum Boirer. Megabin Chayev Mishum Boinen. Megabin is Chayev Alts Boinen. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Amechabetz es Habayis. Vamarbitz Bemaim Laharbitz es Haobok Shelo Yale. Shouldn't be too dusty. Chayiv chatos, l'kami meforish, taime daroi dachalas dvash, chayiv mishum toilish. Chabed o marbitz, mishum boine. Echot ze vechot ze, echot Shabbos vechot yontev. Yichayiv des achatos, mdos es malkis, mishum Shabbos, dilme kikonis lei, mismalen hagumis, mishum shvus, dilme kikonis lei, mismalen hagumis, shababayis me'aleim, vahave binyin. Maybe it'll be mismalen. So that's why mechabed is also. Kotel kani be'agme, choytach kani min ha'agen, have lo yoda leforish mishne. Mefarek, kamei mefarek masoi, is taking off a masoi. Shepoirek oichel mimokem sheniskasa boy. The oichel was mechuse, he's taking it from outside of its kisi, v'ave told this dosh. The Isda Amri told the koitzer, v'loihi, the lav mechuberu, the milk in the dadei abeim is not mechuber. Helapokid v'okir v'koi batine adat. It's separated from the whole behemoth. Kitvua b'kasher. V'loshen mefarik nami loy shayich l'meime elo loshen toilish. Boire oichol mitoich psoilis. Let us see Taisvis. Acholev mishum doshu. Cholev is chayiv alz dosh. Kedepeirish hakuntres. V'osi bereise kirab Yehude. Da'oma yesh dishe sheloi begdule karke kedepeirishis lor bepeire klar godul. We had a thesis on klar godul. Big problem. According to the Tanda that holds that yesh, that eng dishe ele begdule karke, so why yichayev al zdosh. V'chein nir lori devadi kirab Yehude osi, da'osri chachomem ributz mishum shvus. It says that ributz is also alz because according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a dover shayne meskaven. So al kolchoch, this is going according to Rabbi Yehud. Hamechabed v'hamerabetz. Teima. So we have over here a three-way machloikis. The third sheet we didn't have. The Gemara ends that according to Rabbi Shimon, one is permitted to be merabetz. So we have here a three-way machlokes. Rabbi Lezer holds mechabed, merabed is chayiv. So he saw the raise. The Chachamim hold it's osar al shvus, and Rabbi Shimon holds it's mutter. And Taisa says the Chachamim is Rabbi Yehuda that holds the dover shenim is kaven is osar. A mechabed a merabed, tema. Dal kolchoch mayrid lehave psikreishe sheyash vehagumas. Al kolchoch there's no psikreishe. The e psikreisha, if it's a psikreisha, that by sweeping, yizdiche gonna fill up the gumes. Heichi shori lekamon, Rab Shimon lechatchile. Homoide Rab Shimon bepsikreisha velo yomus. So tzicha not a psikreisha. So kochet not a psikreisha. So it's possible to sweep the floor, and you won't fold up any holes. Vekimid loy have a psikreisha. Amay mechayv rabbeleza chatos. So why is rakonit rabbeleza yechayv chatos? One does not know if he's going to do a malacha. Ha'omar beperik omar lamamamune gabi tzirif ha'shoshiyos. There the Gemara is speaking about that if a person throws in burning hot irons into cold water, purpose was to warm up the water for the Kohen Gadol. But Al Koponim, so the Gemara says, the Yoiva Meleches Mitzarif, you're being Mechazik the Matris. So the Gemara says, the Dov Hashem Miskaven, Mutal Abyuda Mina Teiret, Lehava Meleches Machsheves. So the Gemara says, that Philo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Abyud's Dov Hashem Miskaven is also Mina Teiret, by Shabbos it is Mutal, because it is not Meleches Machsheves. The translation of Meleches Machsheves is, Taisvis in Sanhedrin says Pshat, Meleches Machsheves means that one knows that it's going to happen. Let me tell you a lashon of Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim al Rambam says, Iker HaPeirish the Meleches Machsheves, Shemeloche Tehenasis B'machshove V'das. That the melacha is done knowingly. Perhaps not wantingly, but knowingly. I know I'm going to do the melacha. Vim kein, so Rab Chaim says, Psik reishe, va melacha yedu aloi, shemuchreches lehi osois, mikrinasis ha melacha bedatoi, hu bechlau melachas machsheves. That if it's a psik reishe, so I know the melacha will occur. So that's called melachas machsheves. But if it is not a psik reishe, so I don't know if it will occur. It could possibly occur, possibly won't occur. So memele, so even though b'chol ha-toyre kul, according to Rabbi Yehuda, dov sheni miskaven is chayiv. That means dov sheni miskaven is chayiv. If he was oive, he's chayiv. But by Shabbos, since he did not know that it will occur, so memele felt as a melechas machsheves. That is the taich of melechas machsheves. You have to know that it's going to occur. Is memele frektach toisves vos tutzachta. How is it speaking? If it is speaking about that it's a psikreshe, that he does know, so memele, that's why according to Rabbi Lezer, Yoachayev, so memele, what's the svar of Rabbi Shimon? If it's not a psikreshe, so what's the svar of Rabbi Lezer?